And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Martin Stadium for the home opener for the 2016 season against the Bears of Bayside High School. This is the Lounge Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. Thanks for their sponsorship of this Countdown to Kickoff. As we look out over Martin Stadium, we look to the right. The Bayside Bears of Palm Bay, Florida, have made their way up the interstate, and they are here tonight to take on these Lounge High Vikings. As we look out over the field, we've got several of them warming up. The Vikings skilled position players out on the field to my left. Down on to the right is the Bayside Bears. Marty Rogers is down on the field. Marty, kind of the atmosphere going on so far.
Guys, it's a good night for football. Got a good breeze down here on the field. It's not near warm and hot and muggy as it was last Friday night. It definitely feels much better. And the players are pretty jovial. They're excited about the opportunity to play here in front of a home crowd, back at the friendly confines of the Concrete Palace here at Martin Stadium. And something else that I'm sitting here watching us do, we're out here warming up, no shoulder pads, just pants and helmets, and that's a little different for our Vikings. They're out here just trying to stay loose and get ready for tonight.
Marty, as I look over to my right, I see the Bayside Bears. That may be their entire team, right?
It absolutely is, Bill. I think they've got 42 on their roster, I believe is what Taylor actually commented earlier. They're not real big. They do have some talent, though. Looking over, they've got a few good-sized players, just not a lot of depth. Again, stealing that from Taylor. He talked about that earlier tonight while we were off air, and they just – you know, they don't have the numbers, but, that happens when you've had four coaches in 4 years, which they went through last year, which we'll talk about more going forward. But they do have some skilled athletes. They just don't have a whole lot of depth at every position. But, guys, I'm watching them warm up. They're very detailed. They're very organized. They're loud. They're loud just in there in the warm-ups, and they're calling out their stretches and stuff. And I like to see that. This team is – you can tell that they're in their second year with their head coach, Mike Nall, and you can tell that he's instilled a difference in them this offseason.
Thanks, Marty. And I want to thank Chick-fil-A, both on St. Augustine Road as well as on Inner Perimeter Road, for their support of Lounge High Football. They always provide nugget trays for us, lunch during the week. Want to thank them especially for all that they do for us each and every week. Joining me in the booth is Taylor Biddle. Taylor, what's your take on tonight?
We got a rebound.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and there's no other way about it. There's 9 football games left in this regular season. And you got to put that loss to Valdosta behind you and move on. And, that really doesn't matter, unless we're the 4th seed in the playoffs hunt. And then it matters because, losses in non-region games are going to come into play. We want Valdosta to win every ball game from here on out. The GHSA released more information this week on how those regions with four teams only are going to look. And we want Valdosta to win every ball game from here on out. That helps us in the playoffs in case we happen to be that 4th seed.
Yeah, you want your strength of schedule. Once you've already played that opponent, you're rooting for them because they add to the strength of your schedule by how well they do. Of course, they've got across town tonight the Woodland Wolves. We've played them before in the past.
Very, very familiar with them. You get 10 points for winning a non-region game. You get an extra point for every game your opponent wins in non-region schedule, too. So we could get another 9 points for Valdosta winning every ball game, and likely, Ware County. We want them to win as many ball games except ours.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just kind of how it works. So, you got to put last week behind us, and we got to move on, and let's focus now.
Well, I think we on the air and our fans, we can start dissecting those numbers and things. But what it comes down to is these men on the field, their only objective in front of them is win a football game and win the next one and then win the next one and just continue on.
Get some momentum.
Yep.
Let's take some positives from last week, roll them into this week, and let those build because we've got a tough test next week. Not looking ahead. I'm not saying anything, but you've got to build each week. Take what was good from last week and move forward. Work on what was bad from last week and try to do better this week. That's all you can do.
Well, Marty, Taylor, I'm sorry, the weather, and Marty already hinted to it, is much more pleasant tonight than it was last week.
Absolutely, Bill. The weather is supposed to be really nice. I don't think there's any chance of rain in the forecast, maybe a little small chance.
Well, of course there's not. We put the tarp out, so there won't be any rain.
That's right. Just a little note, the Viquettes are up 2-0 over Hillgrove at the moment. Your nationally ranked Viquette softball team is playing a very highly ranked Hillgrove team as well.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of those games going on this year. I talked about it last week. They're going to have a lot of Friday night games. They play doubleheaders. They're going to start about 4 o'clock. Your second game will start about 6. So that game will be winding down as the football game begins to start. And they're trying to attract fans to the softball field. And they're telling us that if you have a football ticket, you can get into the softball game, watch that, tailgate with your friends, do some things, and then be ready to walk over for the game at 8 o'clock here at Martin Stadium.
Yeah, well, every school is better when multiple sports do well. The Viquettes have had a traditionally very good softball team, and I'm glad that they worked that out for Friday night doubleheaders so that you can get out here early, tailgate.
Yeah.
Go over there, watch a game, come tailgate, go back, watch some more softball, and then come to the football game Friday night.
Yeah, they are. They're a lot of fun to watch as well. I was looking over here. I want to talk about just a minute Equipment Parts Supply, their sponsorship of our sideline interviews throughout the season, throughout the game, during this countdown to kickoff, and we'll be getting those interviews in a little while. As Marty, I see, has talked to Coach McPherson, he'll be ready to talk to him soon, as well as Coach Nall. I say let's go ahead and take our first 2-minute break of the countdown to kickoff. We come back, we'll be ready to start talking about our impact players as well as get our coaches' interviews. You're listening to the Lowndes High Football Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. And welcome back, Viking fans, to Martin Stadium and the Lowndes High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. As we get ready to start talking about our impact players tonight, we take some time. We go through the rosters on both teams and get an idea of what we think some players' positions that might make an impact in tonight's game, as well as getting our coaches' interviews brought to you by Deloach Body Works.
Yeah, Bill, thank you for that that segue there. We're going to look at the Bayside offense first. Still a little early in the season, so it's hard to get a bunch of information on what Bayside's got. I want to look at number two. We've read some articles on their offense and the coaches' interviews and things like that. Keep an eye on number two tonight, Jordan McElvain,
yep.
Quarterback, 6'1", 165-pound junior. He was not their quarterback last year, but he did get some playing time as a sophomore. He's going to be a leader on this team. He's going to have a really good game tonight. His decision-making, I believe, is going to have to be on point, as they say. Not exactly sure. I can't remember what kind of offense they run.
They've changed a little bit. They're going to predominantly run the ball this year. So he's going to need to be a general on the field.
And you look at a coach like Coach Nall last year that started 2 weeks before this ball game.
Yep.
You know, he might have just trying to be real vanilla, but now that he's a returning coach and had a summer and 7-on-7 and things like that, he what is he going to instill in this McElvain quarterback, Jordan, number two, 6'1", 165-pound junior? Keep an eye on him tonight.
I'm going to go kind of an unusual impact player, number 27, happens to be the kicker. And her name, yes, I said her name, is Rachel Van Meer. Rachel, I remember seeing her last year when she was here. She did make an appearance in the game and attempted a field goal that was missed. But she was pushed into duty last year in a big, big game for them. It went into triple overtime, one of the longest in Florida high school football history. Their kicker, their normal everyday kicker, had been injured. Obviously, he was playing other positions too. And she had to step in and make a difference. Well, she kicked all of the extra points that night. And in order to avoid going to overtime and maybe win the game, she missed a field goal. But they went into triple overtime and unfortunately lost that game only by about 6 points, and that was the touchdown late in the third overtime. But Rachel Van Meer, a kicker, only 5'6", she's a senior. We're watching her kick and warm up there at about the 15 and 20 yard line, and from that spot she's pretty good. So my impact player for the Bayside Bears, the kicker, number 27, Rachel Van Meer.
Guys, my impact player for the Bayside Bears offense is going to be their running back, number 4, Joel Dorjuist. He's only 5'8", but he's 100. He's a junior. Last year, though, he was a second leading rusher in this game. Watched him warm up. Guys, this guy is solid. He is a man. But he's got these bright green cleats on, so y'all should be able to find him tonight. But he is definitely a tough runner to bring down, and he's going to be somebody we're going to have to corral tonight, obviously. Rushing yards. And we're going to have to try to do a little bit better tonight against the run. This team has talked about how they want to run the football. So my impact player for their offense is number four, Joel Derjuist.
Flipping over to the Lounge defense, trying to defend that Bayside offense. Number three, Brenton Carter, four-year Vikings. He was the player of the week last week on defense. Marty had a chance to interview him at the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. He's 5'10", maybe 5'11", if you're looking at the roster. 165-pound senior. Last week he had two breakups. That's going to be very critical for us as the season goes on. We need him at cornerback to be a big weapon at the breakup of passes. Had four solo tackles and one assist. Think back to last week's game. Balasta did a good job getting on the perimeter. Brenton was one of our leading tacklers, being on the edge, really protecting that hash mark to sideline for us. Look for Brenton and Carter tonight to have a big game, maybe even a pick tonight when my impact player, McElvain, tries to air it out.
I'm going to go on that defensive line for the Vikings, and I'm going to go with the anchor. Number 40, Devin Holmes, 6 foot, 262, and I believe that's probably 20 pounds off. He's probably 282. Senior defensive lineman, Devin Holmes, he's just going to have to clog up the middle, which he did very well against the Wildcats last week. But unfortunately, they were able to run on the outside. But Devin was able to kind of hold himself in there and clog up the middle a little bit. He recorded four solo tackles, one for loss last week against the Wildcats. So I'm expecting more of the same thing from Devin Holmes. He'll be the leader on that defensive line for the Vikings tonight.
Guys, I'm going to go with one of our outside linebackers, a name we don't mention a whole lot, but he was our second leading tackler last week, and that's number 42, Jahari Boone. He's only a junior. He's 6'1", 180 pounds. He had six tackles last week, four solo and two assists. But Jahari's a guy that, you know, he's come on quietly, and he's really all over the field. He's got pretty good lateral movement. But Jahari and all of our outside linebackers, really, there's three of them, him and number 44, Tommy Owens, Will Tolbert. They've got to step up. Last week we struggled setting the edge against Valdosta. Their sweep really got a lot of yards, as we mentioned earlier. And our linebackers do have to step up. Jahari probably played the best. And I look up and have a good night tonight. So my impact player for the Vikings defense is number 42, Jahari Boone.
Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lounge High Vikings. Much like Marty said, it was no secret against Valdosta on defense what we struggled with. I think we also struggle on the offensive side of the ball protecting the front, in the trenches, the big uglies, as we call them. Danny Corbett, Palmer Henderson, Hunter Finley, Tucker Barnes, Kendrick Gray, and Jalen Goss rotates in there a good bit as well. We live and die by that. I mean, we could not do much of anything last week when it came to giving a pocket for Michael Barrett. You know, maybe some more design rollouts for him to give our offensive line a little extra time would help, but those guys up front, they got to have an impact for us tonight. They got to realize that just because they're big and their size, there's going to be guys that can break through there and wreak havoc on Michael Barrett. They got to have a big impact tonight for the defense. We do have Marty down the field with Coach. Let's go to Marty.
Hey, guys. I am here with Coach. Second year as a head coach for Bayside. I know you like to hear that. Of course, you were quoted this all season talking about the being consistent. Y'all, of course, you're the first time in 5 years you've had a second-year head coach here at Bayside. Talk to us a little bit about the importance of that consistency and how's the offseason been this year preparing for your second year, which last year I know you took over right before the season.
No doubt. It's been great actually for the kids because it's the first full offseason they had with winter workouts, winter trainings, good spring ball, and then a full summer of working out. And I think we've really got some more buy-in out of our kids and starting to build the trust. You know, they've heard I'm staying for, like you said, 4 years now, and whatever happens for whatever reason, but the kids kind of lose that trust and the commitment on their end, and now we're starting to see that buy-in, and didn't graduate much last year, only lost really three or four contributors, so have some kids that have been in our system now for over a year, and it's starting to look better.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth and looked down at my paper, and the next thing I was going to talk about is that trust. I read where you talked about that, and that's surely important with your team, but one thing you do trust, you've got five returning offensive starters on the offensive line. You've said this summer you want to run the ball. You want to get behind those experienced runners. talk to us a little bit about those young men and how important is that to have that experience up front?
No doubt. Yeah, they all started together last year, the same unit of five, and they've grown. I mean, we have three seniors and two juniors on the line right now, and we have one other kid who actually just stepped and moved over from the D-line who's fighting for a starting job, too, who's proving to be arguably our best, the most physical as a junior. So it's really nice that we've got those guys who, you know, are seniors and juniors who played and started for at least 12 games. So.
Well, Coach, that's great having that front five, I'm sure. And, of course, really six, it sounds like you've got them to play there. But you're breaking in a new quarterback this year in Jordan McIlvain. Talk to us a little bit about that young man, his talents, and who are some other players offensively you're expecting to step up?
Sure. Jordan's done a great job at quarterback so far. He has made tremendous strides from where he was last year to this year. I think a lot of that's due to Sean Ashley, who's actually a Georgia native, played at East Paulding High School, coached him at Florida Tech, who's our quarterback there with me. And he's come in, he's done a great job with him this offseason, spring, summer, and this fall. So we've seen a lot of strides. We have good things, I think, to look forward to with Jordan. Otherwise, on offense, we have three great running backs, two seniors and a junior. Joel Dorges is a junior. We have Darren Chandler and Sheridan Archer, who are kind of scat back types, who together put together a pretty nice package of backs that we like to do some things with.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, flipping over to the other side of the ball, what's your philosophy defensively, and who are some leaders on that side of the ball that you're counting on to have a good year this year?
One of them is Sean Gaspard. He's a corner for us. He's a junior, started every game last year as a sophomore. We lost a freshman. He's a sophomore this year, Rock Long, who's he'll be back in about 2 weeks. He had a meniscus injury over the summer. That hurt us a bit, but between Sean and a few other newcomers in secondary, we like what that unit looks like. And then Darnell Jordan, who's also the offensive tackle I was talking about, is a defensive end and a standout there as well for us.
Well, Coach, obviously it's a long trip up here. Talk to us about the experience of making such a long trip, coming up the road, and of course playing up here in Georgia. Talk to us about that experience for this young man and women on your football team.
Sure. Yeah, and women for sure. Yeah, our kicker is a woman. She's a great young kicker too. So it's a great experience for our guys. There's not many venues like this in Florida as far as high school football. Very few stadiums that look like this and teams that play like Lowndes. And it's good for them to see this competition, see this environment. They're not going to see anything really better than this in Florida, environment or competition-wise. So after this game, we can say, hey, we played up at Lowndes. You know, what else is there? And it's a nice bus trip for them, a good bonding trip to start the year, and something we look forward to, and hopefully something we can continue doing over the next few years.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we really appreciate your time. Good luck tonight and the rest of the year.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Work Coach's interview. Want to continue on with our impact players while Marty gets Coach Mack. I was wrapping up with offensive line. Those guys got to step up for us big tonight.
Yeah, and I'm going to look at the two running backs, and I say two because we really have that 1-2 punch. J.D. Lee, only 5'6", a junior, but he just has that knack about him. He seems to find the holes. He's a tough nose runner. He gets inside. He can run outside if he needs to, but he's your real inside runner. He gets behind those big offensive linemen, finds the hole. Then I'm going to take a look at number six, Travis Tisdale, 5'11", 180-pound sophomore running back, and this guy has got blazing speed. What we need to find from him is to find the hole so he can get into it. When he does that, he's going to find the opening and take off for the end zone. He's my impact player, along with J.D. Lee.
Looks like Marty does have Coach Mack. Let's go to Marty.
Thanks, Taylor. I do, guys, and I'll get back to impact players in just a minute, but we're here with the impact coach, Coach Randy McPherson of the Lowndes High Vikings. Coach, obviously last week was a little disappointing, but how did the kids respond this week in practice? What's their attitude like coming into tonight?
We had a real good week. They bounced back in practice. We had probably our best week yet.
Well, Coach, obviously you had some – we talked Tuesday night at the Randy McPherson Coaches Show there at the Mill. We had some bright spots on special teams, but obviously we had a couple big plays we gave up. Want to clean that up. How much emphasis was put this week on special teams, and what are your expectations tonight for that unit?
We're expecting to play perfect special teams. We didn't last week, and it cost us bad, you know. Went back to work on punting, you know, blocking the people up front, covering. We looked really good all week.
Well, that's good, Coach. You know, looking at your offense, last week you also did some good things offensively. You said before the game you wanted to establish the run, and we did that at times. We just weren't quite consistent enough. But what's the general game plan tonight, and what are your expectations for your offense tonight?
We want to be able to block them up front. When we throw the ball, we want to be able to make plays. And, you know, no turnovers. That's the key.
Coach, talking with Coach Nall and looking at their team, they've got five returning starters on the offensive line. He said all summer they want to run the ball. They want to establish a run behind that experienced O-line. Last week we gave up more against on the ground against Valdosta than we planned or wanted to, obviously. What changes do you have to make, or what does the defense have to do tonight to stop Bayside and be better against the run?
Well, they got to get low, get off blocks, and make tackles. And there ain't no magical deal. I mean, we didn't run to the ball well. We didn't get off blocks, and we got tired last week.
We did, of course. It's a lot better tonight, not near as hot, not near as steamy, and you're back home in the confines of Concrete Palace here at Martin Stadium. How excited are the kids to play here at home, their first official game here of the 2016 season at Martin Stadium?
Oh, man, they're fired up, man. This is where we want to be.
Coach, good luck tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview as we were heading down to you and our impact players on the Viking offense.
Guys, I'm looking for number 13, Tavon Kyle, to have a big night tonight. Tavon, obviously, we talked about last year, our leading receiver, or one of our leading receivers. He's only a junior. He's 6 foot. They list him as 150. He may be a little bigger than that. We certainly talked a good bit this year about the fact that he looks a little longer, a little taller than he was last year. Tavon is probably our purest route runner, probably got the best hands on the team. Tavon's got to have a big night each and every week for this Viking offense to succeed. He didn't have a catch last week, and that was a bit surprising. I really look forward to getting the ball tonight, maybe in some short passes just to start off and get Michael in Michael Barrett, of course, in a rhythm. And I look for him to catch some balls maybe downfield with Michael Barrett rolling out possibly or something. But Tavon, I think Tavon's going to have a big night tonight. I think he rebounds tonight. I think he has 5, 6, maybe even 7 catches. And I look for him to have a good night. He's truly an impact player on this offense, on and off the field. He is a leader. But number 13, junior Tavon Kyle, is my impact player for the Vikings offense.
Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for the Bayside defense, I'm going to go with number 54, Darnell Jordan, 6'1", 235-pound junior. He is a returner. He was a starter last year for them. He had 2 solo tackles last year in this ball game here. Look at him, that D-line position, 54. He's going to be trying to stop the edge. We're going to be trying to get to the edge. Bigger individual, and he's going to try to wreak havoc up front with us. He's got good speed from what we can tell here in warm-ups. Keep an eye on number 54, Darnell Jordan.
An excellent choice. He plays that defensive end spot, exactly what you're talking about, trying to get on the outside. There's a guy that we're going to have to pin down and block inside to be able to get to the outside. And then once we do that, I got to look behind those guys to the linebackers. I'm going to be looking at number 10, Jacob Halfhide. He did play against us last year as well, 2 solo tackles, but a guy that I know they're going to be paying attention to. He's 6'2", 195-pound senior. If Bayside is going to do anything tonight defensively, they're going to need the linebackers to step up. He's a senior. He's got the size. That's going to be the guy that's going to have to lead the defense for these Bears tonight. So he is my impact player for the defense of the Bayside Bears.
Guys, I'm looking at their defense, and I look at number 6, Jamel Malcolm. Jamel's a senior. He's one of the leaders in talking to some of the coaches and some of the players on their team. He's 6 foot, 220, pretty big boy, and he's a defensive end, outside linebacker type. But he's going to have to set the edge, too, to slow down our run game and also try to put some pressure on Michael Barrett. But Jamel Malcolm is obviously one of their key guys over there. And so I think he's got to have a big night. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to take another guy just because the coach talked about him. A couple of the other coaches I talked to also talked about him. And that's a junior. And the cornerback there, Sean Gaspard, played all year last year as a sophomore. He's 5'9", 160. But they said he's talented. He's really a kind of a ball hawk. And I really think we're going to throw the ball a little bit tonight. And I look for him to have a big game for him as well.
Thank you, Marty. Has your vehicle been an impact? Choose Deloach Body Works. Thank you for your sponsorship of that impact segment. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle and Marty Rogers down on the field. This is the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery, skillfully roasted, artfully blended, as well as Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. I want to thank all of our sponsors this year for bringing you Lions High football. And want to remind everybody about Tuesday night, the Lounge Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do that live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country at 7 o'clock Tuesday night, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. And I tell you what, you need to get out there and see it live. We got some giveaways this year. We've got the players that are there, the coaches there, and we get a great opportunity to meet these kids, talk to them, and get a chance to talk to Coach McPherson as well, get his thoughts on the previous week's game and about the upcoming game as well. Live, 7 o'clock Tuesday night.
It's a family-friendly atmosphere, and one of the giveaways we've got is a free buffet and 40 tokens.
Yeah, that's great.
40 tokens. Danny has given us tokens this year to give away to one lucky listener, and when they won that, the guy went crazy. He was one of the players, and he said, "I'm being back next week. I'm going to play arcade and all that kind of stuff." So great phone atmosphere. Great to hear Coach Max take on the game and what to expect for the next week.
Yeah, it really is. It's a lot of fun. Look down on the field. Marty's down there. We had Wes James down there a little while, and guys got a chance to talk to officials and things like that. What's the mood like, Marty? We talked about how well this team will rebound. What's the mood like down there on the field?
Guys, it's pretty good. It's you know, there's a lot of jumping around, hooping and hollering, which you love to see. You know, I think coming back home, you know, we talked about how they would rebound after a loss, but being back home in front of your fans, there's no better medicine. So these guys are excited, and of course, it also helps too. We got a great breeze, and it's not real hot. We talked about that earlier as well. But you know, we're glad to see the Viking fans here. Need to go ahead and fill up the stadium, get behind them. These young men feed off the energy from the crowd for sure. But they're certainly excited, bouncing around, got a lot of energy, and I'm excited to see them get this game underway.
Well, I want to kind of build on what you just said about the way the players feed off of the fans. Not pointing fingers, not talking about anybody, but stay in the game. Stay as fans. We you know, implore you, be here. Scream loud, make noise, stay till the very end. Give them the encouragement that these kids deserve, even when they're winning, when they're losing. Sometimes you want to beat the traffic, and I understand that, but what these kids turn around and see in the stands when mass groups start to leave, it really works on their psyche, doesn't it? Marty, I know you're right down there.
Absolutely. I'm down here, you know, right in the middle of it with the players, and it always amazes me when it's third down and two or something, and the players turn around and get the crowd up, how loud they can get, the band gets behind them, and it's amazing to me how much that inspires and fires up the players on the field. It truly, it does make a difference. And, of course, we're thrilled that you're home listening to us tonight.
Yeah.
We're thrilled you're listening to the Viking Voice. We hope you do each and every week, unless you can be here. If you can be here, get here. Pull on these kids. You know, win, lose, or draw, we're here because we love them, and we're glad that we're glad to be a Viking, and we're glad that we're home tonight here at the Concrete Palace in Martin Stadium in front of the best fans in the world. We're glad to be here.
Yeah, they are. And as I look down to the right, the big marching Georgia Bridgemen have made their way onto the field, and that just kind of cements it, Taylor, when it's the band's here, it's our home stadium, it's time for football now.
Yeah, the scrimmage game, we didn't have the band, and there was something missing. There really was, and last week being our season opener being away, they didn't really get to do their pregame festivities,
right,
and the big run-through like we're used to. So there is something to be said for the home atmosphere. We've got a lot of home games this year. If you think about it, we only go on the road
two more times.
So we're going to get used to it here at Martin Stadium, and the crowd, like Marty said, I got to echo it. The crowd can change the dynamic of a game pretty quickly when they get up and get behind these kids, and I think they thrive off of that energy.
Yeah, they really do. As I see now, the tuba and drum corps start to make their way out onto the field, and it's going to be loud here in just a little while, and that just means it's absolutely football season here at Martin Stadium. Want to thank everybody for joining us here on the countdown to kickoff, and Courtney, not quite ready to sign off to that yet, but do appreciate them as well as the sponsors that bring you the countdown to kickoff, the Beanery, along with Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. They're located at 2405 Bemis Road in Valdosta. You can find them on the web as well at peacewaycms.com or give them a call, 333-2351. They do great counseling for premarital counseling, marriage counseling, domestic violence, anger management, DUI classes, defensive driving classes, and substance abuse counseling. So hopefully you don't need their services, but if you do, what a great place to go and what a great group of people there to help you through those things.
Yeah, Terrell Andrews over at Peaceway, he's a great guy, big BSU supporter, and he definitely is a supporter of all football, Valdosta State, Lowndes, and Valdosta in the area. Great group of people. And in the Beanery, they've got great coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I hear everybody talk about their coffee.
It is. It's excellent. It's one of those places, you know, they roast the beans right there on site, grind them. It's great coffee. If you're a coffee connoisseur, the Beanery is the place to go. And you touched on just a little bit, as we're talking about high school football, a lot of things going on around the region. Tiff County is at home against Cook. Colquitt is playing a team out in Florida.
American Heritage tomorrow night. It's going to be, I believe, on ESPNU.
Right.
That'll be the 8 o'clock game, and then there's a 6 o'clock game, which is going to be Grayson and IMG on ESPN2, I believe. Could be vice versa there. If you got the ESPN packages, check ESPNU or ESPN2. There's going to be some high school football tomorrow night. But, yeah, our region, you know, is in for battles this week.
Yeah, they really are.
I think Valdosta's got a ball game. Hopefully we don't have as close of a ball game as they do. But Colquitt, they got a ball game. I think American Heritage is ranked probably in the top 10 in the nation.
They are. They're a very good football team. And you mentioned the Grayson and the IMG. That's another barn burner game that's going to be on television tomorrow night. So a lot of high school football, and it's just now kicking off right here in August. And we're going to have some college football kicking off as well here in the next week. So
Hey, there is a game tonight. It is like one of the West Coast games. It's being played in Australia, is my understanding. It's like Washington versus somebody in North Carolina. Somebody in California.
Yeah.
They're playing in Australia, is my understanding, from listening to Beckham this morning. So there's college football tonight. We're not going to count that. We're going to wait for the Thursday night games. But, yeah, college football is here. It is football season. Get out. Support your teams. BSU, meet the Blazers is tomorrow. Bring your kid out there. They're scrimmaging at 8 o'clock. Bring your kid out there and watch that festivity.
Yeah, and they'll be opening up the following Saturday.
Albany State.
And that's going to be a big game as well at Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. So get out and support the local team. I know sometimes people take off, go to Athens. They go to Florida, Tallahassee. They go to Gainesville. But we got a great football team right here in Valdosta.
Absolutely. The band has made their way out on the field for their customary pregame routine. They're going to be doing the national anthem here as the flag is being brought out. Fans are filing into the stadium real nicely here, Bill. And, you know, it's high school football. We got it. We got it tonight. We waited a long time for it. We had a taste of it last Friday night. And now we are our home opener. The band is going to be performing the national anthem. We're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back on the countdown to kickoff on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back, Viking fans, to the Lowndes countdown to kickoff live from Martin Stadium, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. What a great national anthem rendition by the Georgia Bridgemen, along with America the Beautiful. If you don't get a chance to get out and see a game anymore, I tell you what, you're missing the great pageantry of the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen, the national anthem, and all the different areas. We can't forget the Air Force ROTC and their presentation of colors. It's just all the pageantry that goes with Lowndes football right here tonight at Martin Stadium.
Absolutely. It is part of the game for us now, and you know, I think the fans come to expect it, and when they're not here and doing their thing, it really affects the atmosphere.
Yeah, it really does. Of course, they're out there with their V-I-K-I-N-G-S formation now, getting ready to get fired up as well. Vikings ought to be coming out, beginning the team captains here in just a little while. As I look down to my left, Vikings are starting to come out of the field house now. We'll get Chuck to get those captains for us. We ought to see Bayside here in just a little while to our right. And I tell you, one of the things that we didn't really talk about in this game, we did say, you know, the size of Bayside and the fatigue that may come about because of that.
Yeah.
This is a game that the Vikings need to get better at, get right on, get their mindset, their psyche right to go into the next week against the Parkview Panthers, which will be at their place.
Yeah, Parkview, you got to go on the road for a big, long road trip for us. You know, you even look at last week's game. where it was much hotter than it is tonight. A lot of cramping involved, and with a team that has as many players as Bayside does, that's probably going to play into play tonight. And you know, the Vikings have got to do a good job staying hydrated. I'm sure they had a really good pregame meal.
Yeah.
So that is just as critical nowadays. Your nutrition and your pregame routine and everything you do to prepare, because it just takes one cramp and all of a sudden you're out for a few games or a few plays. We do have captains tonight. First for your Loudonside Vikings, number 17, Justin Smith. Number 25, Xavier Jenkins. Number 44, Tommy Owens. And number 90, Elgin Griffin. Looking across the field for the Bayside football, we got number 2, Raquez Long. Number 21, Sean Gaspard. Number 51, Danny Hollabro. And number 74, Austin Boysack.
And what you're looking at is the roster they put in the thing. This is the correct roster. So number 2, Jordan McElvain, actually is that. But this is what's in the
This is what they're selling at the stadium. They gave us so.
This is directly from Coach Mike Nall, but that is Jordan McElvain, number 2. Of course, we talked about
impact player.
Yeah, one of our impact players. So nonetheless, just the way things go. As I was looking down to see where the big guy was, but I know he's on his way up here. So we'll have Wes James on the air with us in just a little while as the line begins to form here for the Georgia Bridgemen to welcome the Vikings from out of the field house. One of the great traditions that we see, Smiley, one of the coaches, and that's just his nickname, stands in front of the door waiting on it, and it pulls it back and forth as the Vikings try to charge out. And when it's time, he sling those double doors open, and down the hill they come, and the Vikings take the field. And again, one of the pageantries of this game that we do right here at Martin Stadium.
Just try not to fall as you run down the hill.
You know, it's almost like coming, you know, I always think about Clemson running down that hill to touch Howard's Rock, and that hill is really steep, and there's a big mound in the middle, and a lot of those players jump up and we'll go over that mound. I'm waiting for one of them to break an ankle one day or something.
Yeah, I bet you would. The Florida State games at Florida State this year, so you'd like Deshaun Watson to run down that hill and decide to jump and twist an ankle if it was at home, wouldn't
you? That's exactly right. Let's. Marty is down on the field, and we'll get the coin toss here in just a moment as all the players introducing themselves and the white hat official is getting ready.
All right.
Taylor, stop, look, listen, here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Okay, so I expect that. Lead your team. You got anything going on with y'all's team, y'all take care of it. Same thing here, all right? That helps take us totally out of the mix, all right? Y'all visit the team, you'll call heads and tails. Heads right there, and tails on that side, okay? That's the tail side, head side. All right, if I drop it, we will reflip it. What you want, heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails. He called tails. Tails. Heads it is. You have won the toss. What you want?
Receive.
You want the ball. Which way do you want to kick? We'll kick that way. Guys, you wrap your back this way.
Guys, y'all heard it. We were going to receive tonight's kickoff.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us here on the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Mediation and Counseling Services. And we're going to turn it over now to the big guy, Wes James, along with Taylor Biddle, for all your play-by-play action right here at Martin Stadium.
Bill, I was going to tell you and Taylor was down on the field like all.